Now, our next guest on Northside today is Professor Mark Ferguson from Science Week Ireland. Mark, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Science Week is in full flight and we see it across Dublin, across the country, from the workplace to the classroom to people's back gardens. The list of events and the diversity of the events as well really has made science accessible and understandable, and it's been a truly great success so far.
Absolutely. There's a whole raft of things going on right across Ireland. In Dublin, again, a huge number of events. For example, the Curiosity Lab, which it itself is a range of events looking at, you know, curious objects, electronic objects, film, hands-on festivals. It's really about giving people film. It's really about giving everybody an exposure to science, and particularly children, with a view of the wonder of science, the really interesting things that underpin our everyday life, and also the opportunities that science creates in terms of potential future careers or employment. So there's just tons of stuff going on.
Now, just looking at the events listed on the Science Week Ireland's website, the list of events, the one thing that really stands out for myself is that a lot of the events are actually interactive, and it allows people to get a hands-on approach to kind of understanding science.
Exactly right. And, you know, being interactive, I think, is really important, because that allows people to experience and to participate in some of the events, so that they can discover for themselves or they can see for themselves. And you know, that's part of the overall movement of science at the moment. So, of course, a lot of science is conducted in companies and in university laboratories and in research institutes and so on. But interestingly, there's a growing trend to also have crowdsourced science. So, for example, many professional astronomer organizations are putting their data online, and amateurs are even discovering new planets. And a very interesting new development, you know, there's a big program in the United States and Europe to try and map the human brain. So if you think of all of the pieces of the human body that we understand least about, it's the brain. I mean, what is the basis for emotion or thought or dreaming? You know, what's the basis for mental illness like schizophrenia or depression or Alzheimer's or what have you? And part of that is to really understand how the brain is wired. There are a trillion neurons in the brain. That's a very large number. And they all make connections with each other. And so the Human Brain Project that's just kicked off is really about trying to map the brain. And those very thin sections or slices through the brain will be put out for the public to trace neurons and see what connects. And then all of that data will be taken back and assembled. So that's a way of the public in general participating in something that's really important and really useful, like how does your brain work, and instead of, you know, maybe playing a game where you run a man through an imaginary maze, you can actually trace a real neuron in somebody's brain and contribute to the body of science. So the idea of participation, getting hands-on stuff like you see in Science Week, really important to appreciate science and also to participate, hopefully, going forward.
Now, one of the events that really caught my eye was asking an expert at Metairn. And I think at some stage or another, we've all felt that we were an expert on the weather, only to be proven wrong when it decides to rain and then snow and then the sun is back out and all four seasons in one day that Ireland's climate has. And that's one of the wonderful things about science. I find that it's a really accessible and it's a really kind of open way to find out more about science, and it gives that allowance too as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's fascinating for people to be able to ask whatever question they want about the weather. You know, why is it rain? Why is it sunny? Why is pattern changing? Anything they think about. And, you know, weather is really important. It's really important if you're farming. It's really important in global context, you know, of global warming or climate change or what have you. So it's about opening up science. It's about showing that many of the things we take for granted every day, including the weather forecast or a car or whatever, actually have a very deep technological and scientific basis. basis, and understanding that is actually really interesting. So I think there's a scientist in everybody, particularly when you're a child, you know, particularly when you ask questions about how and why and how do things work. We all have that innate curiosity.
Now, with so many events going on this week, both in Dublin and across the country, is there any particular event that stands out for yourself? And I know I shouldn't be really asking that, as all the events are your favourites, but surely something must be gravitating you in some direction or another.
Well, I think the whole thing has something for everyone, not just in Dublin, but right across Ireland, whether it be in Galway, Cork, the Midlands and so on. But in the Dublin area, I mean, I quite like the Festival of Curiosity. This is just a personal choice, and it's really invidious for me to pick anything out because there are so many, many good events. But there's a lot of stuff in there, you know, workshops, film, theatre, puppetry, you know, electronic robots, you know, things that explode. There's sort of something for everybody. So for me, that's, you know, the kind of Curiosity Lab, which will be in Temple Bar, is the one that I would pick out. But that really is very naughty of me because there's a huge number of events and they're all excellent.
Professor Mark Ferguson of Science Week Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much indeed.
And if you want to find out more information about Science Week Ireland and all the wonderful events that are going on both in Dublin and across the country, you can log on to scienceweek.ie.